Now for a kiss, it's time to run. If you're to beat that morning bell, tell the teachers if you're late, your dad is in the prison cell. Tell them he's there so you can walk and run and race and jump and fly. Tell them your dad's in prison so that you and the other kids don't die.
This is Alex Cohut, and you're listening to my favorite radio show. This is Barking Dog at Winnipeg's CKUW 95.9 FM with your host, Juliana Young.
You and I have worked together almost 15 years. We sure have had some times along the way. The road sign said, to freedom, but it didn't say how far, so we just walked a little every day. Suddenly we find ourselves a continent apart, though the work we do is still the same. The true heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. In these changes, everything has changed. Next year, I will write to you out on the western coast. Though I know we both will be just fine. The dailiness of conversation's what I'll miss the most. For friendships built an hour at a time. You and I have worked together half our working lives. This partnership, the rhythm and the rhyme. Your constancy and friendship have helped me to survive and understand our work in these hard times. It's not for you and me to finish up the job ourselves. Each generation does the work again. But neither are we free to leave it all to someone else. It's not for us to end, but to begin. Far beyond our lifetimes, when work and hope converge, when hard times seem a world ago away, the roads that we have worked to build will finally meet and merge, till freedom is the life we live each day. The woods along the highway are cold and still tonight. High beams cut like razors through the dark. Traveling through this midnight, am I headed towards the light, or trapped within the terrors of the heart? There is no word in English for one who's shared so much. The work, the pain, the laughter, and the load. You are my compañera as long as people dream of walking hand in hand down Freedom Road. You are my compañera as long as people dream of walking hand in hand down Freedom Road.
Ensley, Alabama, 1932. The mills are down. The 100 stacks are shorn of their drifting fume. The idle tracks rust, smeared red with the dust of millions of tons of smelted ore. The furnaces loom, towering, desolate tubes, smokeless and stark in the sun. Powerhouse cubes, turbines hummed in, plate steel mains, the air blast thrummed in, are quiet, and the sudden roar of blown off steam. At night, the needle gleam where the ladle poured at the pig machine, the deep smolder of an iron run, and the spreading light of molten slag over the sleeping town are seen no more. Now mills and men are down.
That was John Beecher with Ensley, Alabama. He was an activist, poet, writer, and journalist who often wrote about the southern United States. His father was a steel executive, and his family expected him to enter the same line of work, but his experiences in the steel mills caused him to become active in labor movement activities. That's from his 1977 album, Report to the Stockholders and Other Poems. Before that, we heard Cy Khan with Compañera. He's a community organizer and musician from Pennsylvania who moved to the South as an activist during the 1960s civil rights movement. That one's from his 1997 album, Companion, and he dedicates it to his friend, the activist and organizer, Kathy Howell. And before that, we heard Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger with Lullaby for the Times. Here's one now from Auto Harp Angie. This one's a 2023 Auto Harp cover of Bob Dylan's song Everything is Broken from his 1989 album, Oh Mercy.
Bob did this one in 1989. Everything is broken. Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't saying, ain't jiving, ain't no use joking. Everything is broken. Broken bottles, broken plates, broken switches, broken gates, broken dishes, broken parts, broken streets filled with broken hearts, broken words never meant to be spoken. Everything is broken. Seems like every time you stop and turn around, something else just hits the ground. Broken cutting, broken saws, broken buckles, broken laws, broken bodies, broken bones, broken voices on broken phone. Take a deep breath, feel like you're choking. Everything is broken. Every time you leave and go off somewhere, things fall to pieces in my face. Broken hands on broken plows, broken treaties and broken vows, broken pipes, broken tools, people breaking and breaking looking rules. Hound dog howling, bullfrog croaking. Everything is broken. Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping on broken beds. Ain't no use driving, ain't no use joking. Everything is broken. Everything is broken.
First I came to London town, I did so silently, I did not know no one. I was thinking thoughts and dreaming dreams, the kind when you're all alone. But most of all, I was thinking about the land I left back home. The River Thames with the wind blowing through my hair, and who should come and stop by me but a London girl so fair. Her eyes was blue, her face was brown, her hair was brown, her face was gentle and kind. For a second I completely forgot. Talking all through the English air, I did not know we had reached her house till we come to the top of her stairs. As we lay around on the rug in her room, she said she was from Liverpool. We talked for hours by the inside fire about the outside world so cruel. Sweet conversation, she thought my ways were quite strange, but I knew there's nothing about me that she would try to change. The night passed on with a drizzling rain. It's the one thing I'm finding out. I'm walking in a rambling, I know too hard of her love. I knew morning, the rain had turned to snow. I looked outside her window and I knew that I must go. I didn't know how to tell her, I didn't even know if I could. But I smiled a smile, she smiled a smile I'd never seen, say she understood. In the snow, strange she seemed to be. For the reason I was leaving, she knew much better than me. I gazed all up at her window where the stormy snowflakes glowed. I put my hands deep in my pocket and I walked on down. Likewise, it's windy weather. Likewise, some people I met. But there's one thing that's
certain as sure as the sun shines down. I'll never forget that Liverpool girl who lived in London town.
That's one of the best songs I've ever heard.
As I walked out one cold winter's night, a drinking of sweet wine, conversing with a neat little girl who promised she'd be mine. Her cheeks were like some pink of the rose that blooms in the month of June. Her voice is like some new instrument that has just been put in tune. Says I to her, I'm a-going away to some far-off domain. And when my fortune's won and made, then I'll surely come back again. 10,000 miles away from home, through England, France, and Spain, this poor body will see no rest till you return again. Supposing you was taken down sick, hush up, my love, don't break my heart, for I hate to hear you cry. The best of friends must oftentimes part, and now it's you and I. Oh, don't you see that lonesome little dove? He's a-flying from pine to pine. She's a-weeping for her lost true love, just like I'll weep for mine.
We just heard Jean Ritchie with The Lonesome Dove. She learned traditional folk songs and the oral tradition from friends and family during her youth in Kentucky, and in adulthood moved to New York to work as a social worker. She continued to perform for the rest of her life and passed away at her home in Kentucky in 2015 at the age of 92. That one's a recent release from Swingin' Pig, who's been helping the folklorist and folk singer Ellen Stecker digitize and release her archival recordings over the last few years. Stecker recorded it at a concert Ritchie gave at Indiana University in 1960. She learned that song from her father, and it uses floating verses, meaning some of the lyrics are found in other folk songs. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan with Liverpool Gal. That's a recording made by his friend Tony Glover in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in July of 1963. Dylan wrote the song in London, England, in December of 1962. And before that, we heard Auto Harp Angie with Everything is Broken. We'll hear one now from Bruce Coburn, a singer-songwriter and guitarist from Ottawa who's been playing professionally for over 40 years. This one, Into the Now, is from his 2023 album, O Sun, O Moon.
Breakers hit heavy on the sands of the strand. humans land hard on the border. Bank comes down heavy when the mortgage ain't paid. Cops come down hard on disorder. The moon weighs 1/100th of our island Earth. Baby weighs a ton on the eve of its birth. Light as the feet of birds hunting on sod. Love trickles down like honey from God. Honey from God, honey from God. Love trickles down like honey. Trade winds come sweeping in off of the sea, setting the bamboo to clatter and bow. Infinite blue invitation to me, out of the armor and into the now. Into the now, into the now, out of where I've never been, some in the distance and some in my skin. I raise a glass like a bright crystal ball, see if I get there at the end of it all. End of it all, end of it all. See if I get there.
trials of life near. let us sing of the days that are gone. Maggie, when you and I were young,
that was long ago, oh, so long ago.
heard the Waylon Jennies, a folk group formed in Winnipeg in 2002 with Glory Bound. That version was recorded live at the Mouch Chunk Opera House in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania in 2008. They first included the song on their 2006 album Firecracker. Before that, we heard the Mellow Men with Thurl Ravenscroft with When You and I Were Young, Maggie. They were a vocal quartet active between the late 1940s and the mid-1970s, who provided backup for artists including Bing Crosby, Arlo Guthrie, and Elvis Presley, and also made solo recordings, including for Disney films like Peter Pan and The Jungle Book. That song's a popular standard, with lyrics originally written as a poem by Hamilton, Ontario schoolteacher George W. Johnson in 1864, and later put to music by James Austin Butterfield. Before that, we heard Bruce Cockburn with Into the Now. We'll hear one now from the Kosoy sisters. They're identical twin sisters from New York City who began singing together at the age of 6 after hearing their mother and aunt sing harmonies in their home. This song, Hobo's Lullaby, is by Gobel Reeves, a folk singer from Texas who recorded throughout the 20s and 30s. They recorded it live in Somerville, Massachusetts in April.
Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns go drifting by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby. Do not think about tomorrow. Days may come and days may go. Tonight you have a nice long box car, free from all the rain and snow. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Towns drift slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby. I know that police cause you trouble. They cause trouble everywhere. When you die and go to heaven, there will be no policeman there. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Listen to steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you.
just heard Francis Bebe with Aquaba. He was a Cameroonian musician, musicologist, artist, and writer. That one's from his 1984 album, African Moonlight. The title translates to Welcome, and it's based on one of the most widespread African rhythms. Before that, we heard Itulu and Susan Aningmiuk with This Land Is Our Land. They were a married duo from Pangnirtung, Nunavut, who began performing together in the 1970s and continued until Susan's death in 2001. That's from an album they made for the CBC Northern Service in 1976. It's likely an Inuktitut version of the song by Woody Guthrie. If anyone listening speaks Inuktitut, I'd be happy to learn more about their version. You can email me at ckowbarkingdog@gmail.com. Before that, we heard the Kosoi Sisters with Hobo's Lullaby. We'll hear a recording now from Galway Kinnell. He was a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet from Rhode Island, and this one, Vapor Trail Reflected in a Frog Pond, is from the 1967 album The Original Read-In for Peace in Vietnam, recorded at Town Hall in New York City in February of 1966, which featured 29 artists reading works relevant to the anti-war effort.
Next, Mr. Galway Kinnell will read from his poetry. Mr. Kinnell.
And I hear, coming over the hills, America singing her varied carols, I hear. Crack of deputies' rifles practicing their aim on stray dogs at night. Sput of cattle prod touching the flesh of a girl. Landlord belching roast rat. General napkinning his lips after downing his dinner of cloudy black flesh of the poor. And I hear the TV, between its little shows of killing, chanting disgust at the smells of the human body. And I hear a soldier, perhaps himself only a victim, cursing as he stands in Asia, poisoning, burning, grinding, and stabbing the eternal rice of the world. I know there are brave, blithe, passionate men and women who love their lives, who care about and respect the lives of those who share with them this strange world. But now I hear this soldier machine-gunning the rice, cursing with open mouth, insane, body-hating curses. Yes, somewhere on earth, bones wearing a few shadows walk down a road in the back country, smashed bloodsuckers on their heels, knowing the flesh a man throws down in the sunshine, dogs shall eat, and the flesh he upthrows in the air shall be seized by birds.
Sin un hombre dentro. pase la risa antes de enterar. Cuelgue su cerebro antes de enterar. Reza el cartel. Allí, reza el cartel. Allí. Primera hora estuve alternando con un ser gaveta. Para él las personas se miden por metros. Para él buenos o malos y vivos o muertos. Su consigna. Para él no hay consigna, sino es su consigna gris. Hoy por la mañana, a primera hora, estuve afilando un cuchillo de viento. Séquese la vida antes de enterar. Pase la risa antes de entrar. Huelgue su cerebro antes de entrar. Reza el cartel. Allí, reza el cartel. Lamentablemente allí.
Heard Wade Walton and R.C. Smith with Barbershop Rhythm. Walton was a musician, civil rights leader, and renowned barber from Mississippi, known as the Blues Barber because his shop was a center of music in Clarksdale. Smith was a Piedmont blues musician from Kruger, Mississippi, and he and Walton recorded several tracks for music collectors Paul Oliver and Chris Strachwitz at Walton's Barbershop in the early 1960s. Before that, we heard Grupo de Experimentación Sonora with The Sign Says Here. That's from a 1971 album of songs written, arranged, performed, and produced in Cuba by the Experimental Sound Collective of the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Arts and Industries. The song is about the disease of bureaucracy, and it was written in 1968 by collective member Noel Nicola. He performs every instrument himself on that recording. And before that, we heard Galway Canal with Vapor Trail Reflected in a Frog Pond. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, juliannacyoung.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well. You can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Blue Sky at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from the Belmont Silvertone Jubilee Singers. They were an American folk group that had one recording session for Decca Records in New York City in 1939. This one's called Fire Down Yonder. Take care.
Oh, this fire down yonder.
You load a dough on the go, let this fire down yonder.
You load a dough on the go, let this fire down yonder.
You load a
dough on the go, let I don't want to.
No, I don't want to.
Well, I don't want to go down there.
Fire down yonder.
You load a
dough on the go, let this fire down yonder.
You load a
dough on the go, let this fire down yonder.
You load a
dough on the go, let I don't want to.
Well, I don't want to.
Well, I don't want to go down
there. My Lord said she was coming. She's coming with the Bible in hand. He's turning over leaf by leaf. He's looking for a simple man.
Oh, there's fire down yonder,
Lord. Lord, I don't want to go. Let this fire down yonder,
Lord, Lord, I don't want to go. Let this fire down yonder,
Lord, Lord, I
don't want to go. Let I don't want to.
Lord, I don't want to.
But I don't want to go down there.
No Bible down yonder,
Lord, Lord, I
don't want to go there. No Bible down yonder,
Lord, Lord, I
don't want to go there. No Bible down yonder,
Lord, Lord, I
don't want to go there. I don't want to.
But I don't want to.
No, I don't want to go down there.
Down on the
Lord, I
don't want to go there. No water down on the
Lord, I
don't want to go there. No water down on
the Lord, I
don't want to go there. I don't want to.
No, I don't want to.
No, I don't want to go down there.
Thank you.
I've been in fancy gardens and flower shops in town, but I've never found a better smell than sagebrush after the rain.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with your Friends card, your dollars get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub, with a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats. Your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista Nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM, fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fund Drive in February to get a Friends card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.